This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Inflation numbers today, not good. That means we go to our economic guru, Brian Belsky, chief investment strategist from BMO Capital Markets. Okay, Belsky, I heard Donald Trump not once, not twice, about 500 times. Tell me that day one, prices would start coming down. Today, I see him on the social media platform saying Biden inflation. So I know there's nuance to it, but if somebody's looking at the inflation numbers today on February 12th, very, very early into the second term of Donald John Trump, is this Trump inflation or is this Biden inflation?
Well, good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
I would say this. Number one, the numbers that came out today were yesterday's numbers, meaning January, okay? Number two, typically and historically, CPI, PPI, which is the Consumer Price Index and Producer Price Index numbers, three out of the last 4 years have been inflated during the first calendar quarter, which are January, February, March. Number three, the Fed's preferred inflation measure is PCE, which stands for personal consumption expenditures, which actually have been a little bit more docile. I'm going to give you a bonus number four. One of the big things that has gone on with President Trump's, let's say, mantra is oil prices. And energy prices were up in January. And so, and again, the man was in office for 2 weeks as part of this. So he's a star. He's a politician. He's selling. Day one was probably, it was a little too aggressive. If you take the type of, take the type of monetary values and money that was thrown at the problem in 21 and 22, it's very safe to say that there's was way too much of money supply, way too easy money, and this is not a partisan comment. It's still the after effects of the Biden administration.
Okay, so the Trump administration makes news every second of the day, it seems. When is a fair time? When in this calendar, or maybe it's next year you're going to tell me, when is it fair to say this is now officially the Trump economy and we should judge inflation numbers based on their principles and their policies?
It's a great question because I've said often on your show that inflation went up like an elevator. It's going to go down like an escalator. It's kind of stuck here on the second or third floor, and that's pretty normal. I know that one of our primary themes across the entire investment economic landscape was this return to normalcy. We haven't really been in normal markets or normal economies, and I can make the case since 99, 2000, but obviously that was exacerbated post 9/11, the double dip recession, all that kind of stuff, death to America, everybody taking their money and going elsewhere, globalism, la-da-da-da-da, then the credit crisis, and then COVID. And so I believe, actually, if you think about it, man, sub 2% inflation, oh, by the way, isn't normal. Just like 0% interest rates, not normal. So what's kind of normal? I think we're entering kind of into this normalization, whether that's 2 to 3% inflation, 3.5% to 4.5%, 10-year treasuries, which are the benchmark that mortgages are up against, and 2 to 3% GDP is actually a pretty good environment for stocks and for the economy. And people, as you know, are still spending money. Last month, the prices were up in airlines and in hotels. And my group, my team and I have been scouring over what's going on in the economy, what people are spending money on, trying to figure it out. But, I mean, the American consumer remains very, very robust.
This is our guy, Belsky, Brian Belsky, chief investment strategist from BMO Capital Markets, on this show for decades. Let's get to eggs. How do you like your eggs, by the way, Belsky? If you're going to have your eggs prepared, and eggs you're going to have in breakfast, lunch, dinner. Brian Belsky, his ideal way to consume eggs is what?
Is this a Runaway Bride question? You ever seen the movie Runaway
yes.
Bride?
Yes, let's go.
So I'd have 3 poached eggs, medium, a little Tabasco on the side. I'd have them like every day if I could.
Harrigan, remember when this guy was from Wilmer? Remember when he went to school, St. Cloud, you know? Might have had scrambled, might have had over easy. Now it's poached. Mm. It's with a dose of caviar. I mean, what's happened to you?
Yes, the beluga only, please.
Exactly. So egg prices, let's see. Just in January alone, up 15%. From a year ago, egg prices are up 53%. So much of this is bird flu, right? Doesn't matter who the president is. It's bird flu. How much of what is going on, reality and perception, is driven by, and I might be at the grocery store later today because I love me some eggs. When I'm seeing those egg prices, I'm going to go, Elizabeth, the big one. I mean, they're ridiculously expensive.
Nobody knows that reference, man.
Yeah, it's a little red fox there. But how much of all of this is tied to eggs?
Well, interesting, because I was in 4 different cities last week. I landed in Fort Myers and drove to Naples on Monday night. And the first thing I did went to the lovely Whole Foods store in the corner. No eggs, no beaters, no nothing for the third week in a row. So what am I going to eat? You know, cottage cheese and basically Greek yogurt, because I don't cook. But anyway, listen, I think at the end of the day, the food inflation is something that's a big problem. And yet other areas of inflation within the food category that were up. As well, this is obviously a near-term event. We're going to get back to that. This too shall pass. But it obviously is putting strain on what's going on with respect to the marketplace. And, oh, by the way, then I think that just increases the likelihood of the Uber Eats and the DoorDashes and all that kind of stuff to go out and get your food that you can actually get.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay, let's talk about Jerome Powell, the head of the Fed. He's testifying in front of a House Finance Committee today. Donald, through social media again, also putting pressure, lower the rates. What's Powell going to say today? And is Trump right in lowering the rates?
Well, you got two people that really like the sound of their voices, so that's a little troublesome from my perspective. Powell, as you know, I've been overall a fan with respect to how he's handled this. Has been kind of obviously a very tough fundamental environment the last couple of years, and I'll remind the listeners that not a high standard deviation event. Presidents have been going after the Fed for a long time. There's a famous story about Lyndon Baines Johnson in the mid '60s inviting the head of the Fed to his ranch in Texas and throwing him up against the wall. We need to lower rates. Nixon didn't throw anybody against the wall, but he went after the head of the Fed. Ronald Reagan did. So whether or not Trump is right, that remains to be seen. However, we do find it troubling that he's saying lower the rates in terms of in the face of these inflation. The tariffs that will potentially bring more inflation. So again, maybe he knows something that we do not know. But I think that is troublesome. And I would prefer, I always prefer for people to be quiet. There's humility in wisdom. And I think
are you familiar with the president?
I know, but listen, you can say that he is slightly different. I mean, not a lot, but he is slightly different than he was the first time around. He is being more quiet. I mean, just if you watched the press conference yesterday, he didn't say anything with Elon Musk. So, I mean, that was a big thing for him not to interject.
Okay, hold on a second. That was one press conference, which he hated because Elon and the kid dominated it. He's not being quiet, Brian. Come on now. He's making news. He's doing press conferences. It's Trump's world. We're all living
well,
in.
Are you saying
this though?
Yeah. No.
As long as the tariffs are out there, and as long as the tariffs are used as a threat or reality, there's no way Powell is going to lower rates.
I would say on a fundamental basis, and this is our official view, is that as long as there are tariffs out there, Powell cannot, will not, and should not lower rates. Period.
And again, as the Texas room reminds us, let's not forget who appointed Jerome Powell. Who was that person, Brian Belsky?
It was Mr. Trump.
Yeah, that was. He did. He is the one who selected him. When will you be seeing your first Twins game?
Well, they open up when the pitchers and catchers report today. Was it today or this week? I know.
Tomorrow.
Whenever that first game is, I've got tickets, so I will be there on that Saturday.
Excellent, my friend. Always appreciate it. You literally can't cook anything.
Listen, I make a mean, and don't laugh at me, I make an absolutely mean tater tot hot dish. It's so amazing. It'd be perfect for what you got going on in Minnesota right now with the weather.
Yeah, it's gross. It's overrated. It's delicious. The tater tot hot dish. It's not that good. Not that good. All right, my brother. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, man.
Belsky, he's tremendous. We are really, really lucky to have him on. Okay, you mad? I mean, you better be mad about inflation. No. Come on. It's not on Trump for what happened in the past, right? That's being realistic. At the same time, he's the one who told us on day one, just snap the fingers and the prices are coming down. So is this just a category of, I didn't vote for Trump. He told me it's day one. Where's it at? And if you voted for Trump, you're like, let's wait. Give him time. How big of a story is inflation in your life today? Eggs, gas prices. Our guy Patrick DeHaan on gas prices, he's on with us tomorrow. It's lower than it was at its worst. It's still a problem, but as Belsky suggested, maybe this is our new crazy normal, that we're going to go from crisis to crisis, and because of that, inflation will not go as low as people suggested. How big of a factor in your life today is inflation? How much does this report today, with it not coming down, concern you? And on the politics side, are you going to be realistic and say, it was just bluster, he won, nobody thought he could get it done, it's going to take 6 months, a year, 18 months? Or are you saying, hey, you told me it was going to get done, live up to your word? What do you want to say? Phone call and text, all of them encouraged. 651-461-9226.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.